Well, hello, people. Now, this is just a quick review of the Skechers work shoe. And this is just what I think. Now, I have some trainers, or some runners, if you want to call them, which are Skechers, and their most comfortable shoe I've probably ever worn. And they're so light. They're great. And I've had loads of other work shoes. But you know, you lug these shoes on your feet around all day, 8 or 9 hours. The weight is very important. So that's why I tried Skechers. Now, Skechers are usually more expensive than a normal work shoe. These ones are size 9. That's the shoe I've always bought, and they've always fitted properly. So anyway, I went to work and put these new shoes on, and after about an hour and a half, I noticed my big toe on each foot was starting to pain a bit. It seemed like it was getting squashed. So I had to take them off and put my old work boots on. There didn't seem to be enough room in the shoe for my big toe. So anyway, I took them home that night and kind of gave them a quick clean up and sent them back. But I noticed they actually do a 9.5. So apparently I could choose them instead. So I did. So I sent the other ones back and the other ones arrived actually the next day. And I've tried them on and they seem to fit okay. And there's plenty of room for my big toe now. But just to point that out to you, that they are a very small 9. And it's a good job they did a 9.5, because if they just did a 10, I wouldn't bother. They would be too big. Not sure if that's a Skechers thing, but they are small for their size, if you know what I mean. And apparently they're air-cooled. Yes, they have a machine in the bottom that you run up for batteries. No, they don't, no. It just says air-cooled. And I'm sure that's just the same in all work shoes. I can't tell you how it really works. I haven't worn them long enough yet. Now, here's the front of the shoe. And if you'd like to just be aware that they look reasonably narrow. They're not a very wide shoe, so if somebody has wide feet, these may not be suitable. But I always get the composite because of weight, and it doesn't attract it cold. And of course, I think it's all Skechers, they're all memory foam. They seem like a fairly solid shoe, and the back is quite solid as well. And here's the tread. Now, this is supposed to be a non-slip. I can't tell you about the tread and how it works. I haven't used them enough, but it looks like a standard tread. So this is the other side of the shoe without the S Skechers logo. Now, there is one thing I have noticed, and the reason why I bought Skechers is because they were so light, the trainers at least. And I thought these would be very light, but they're not actually. I have a pair of work shoes called Black Hammer with composite, and there's no difference in the weight between the two. And the Black Hammer was far more cheaper than these ones. These were 66 UK pounds, but they were regularly 99. I would never pay 99 for them. I would say about Skechers that if you've got runners and trainers, they're a very good shoe. As for work shoes, they're no really better than anybody else, except they are more expensive. And I know some of you probably say, well, that's not much of a review. He hasn't worn them for 60 years or something. But it was really just to tell people that Skechers weren't a very light work shoe like you think they would be. I mean, they're not really heavy, but... And when you get a size, you better get a half a size up, at least. But at least I've tried it, and I'll see how they work out. And how long they last is important, too. Well, that's my review on these Skechers shoes, work shoes. If you have any experiences about Skechers or even work shoes, just put it down below. I think every guy is looking for that perfect, comfortable, lightweight work shoe. I don't know. I don't think they've actually made one yet. Because it's always nice to take the shoe off at the end of the day, isn't it? But don't believe all the reviews you read. I got a pair of work shoes because this guy said they was like wearing slippers at work. And actually, the truth was, it was like wearing two planks of wood at work. They were terrible. But you know I wouldn't lie to you, don't you? You take it easy now.